The NYPD has completely feels like they have lost. They've been demoralized because of what's going on regarding the cash bail reform law. Many of them are arresting the perps, and the perps are getting out before the cops can even finish the paperwork. How do we get our cops to get that passion back for the city they love so much after everything they've gone through and been demonized by so many people, by the media, and a lot of politicians as well?
What was the question for?
Who should I? I'll give it to Fernando Mateo first because he spoke last. I'm sorry,
okay, sir. No problem. Well, we know that the police department is not only demoralized, it's been destroyed. It's a police department that right now has been humbled. You see people dumping water on them. You see people spitting on them. Some people even assaulting them. I never saw that ever growing up in New York City. You respect the police officer. When he gives you an order, you respond accordingly. The police department has no leadership, starting with One Police Plaza. Ray Kelly was a great police commissioner, and he ran a great department. And police officers were respected. I would bring a Ray Kelly back to run NYPD. I would make sure that anyone that disrespects our police officers pay the consequences. Bail reform should be reformed. It's being used for the wrong reasons. I know every day I go into a bodega. I do press conferences every week with cab drivers and bodega owners. Why? Because they're assaulted. They are robbed. They're looted. Everything happens to them. They call the police. The police can't do anything. And if they do something, they're afraid to lose their job. They don't have the back of the leader of this city. Bill de Blasio turned his back away from our police department 7 years ago, and it's only gotten worse. When I become the mayor of this city, those men and women in blue are going to shine. They will be respected. They will be acknowledged. And the city's going to be one of the safest cities in the world once again. But I've got to get to City Hall, and I need everyone's help to do
that. Thank you, Mr. Mateo. Rebuttal from Mr. Sliwa.
Let me expand on that. We're not only talking the police here who have had another knife stuck in them as if it was the Ides of March. Qualified immunity. You imagine this? They've been stripped of qualified immunity. Not the elected officials, not the judges, not the DAs or ADAs, not the other civil servants. The brave men and women of the department, so that if they take action on our behalf, now they can be personally sued. They're going to have to get their own insurance policy. And let me tell you, directly under them, the brave men and women who are the security officers in our public school system, 90% who are minority, 70% who are women, they're next in line. They are supervised by the NYPD. In my administration, they'll continue to be supervised. The traffic control agents, they'll be stripped of their qualified immunity. And then the men and women who really need to be protected the most are correctional officers. Being assaulted on a regular basis, they'll be stripped of their qualified immunity. So I stand with the police, the security officers in the school, the traffic agents, and the correctional officers who need to be protected by we, the taxpayers.